A state of emergency has been declared in Sri Lanka, a day after the president suspended parliament and fired three top ministers. Troops have been deployed throughout Colombo, the capital. The sudden moves threaten a 20-month ceasefire and peace talks with Tamil Tiger rebels who have sought their own homeland in northern Sri Lanka. Reporter Anna Horsberg-Porter is in Colombo. What exactly does this state of emergency mean?
That's what we're trying to find out. The details aren't clear as yet. The media advisor who told me that the state of emergency was about to be imposed so that he himself did not know how extensive the powers would be this time.
Was there any detail in the order itself?
No, all we have to go by is what the last state of emergency involved, which was imposed before the ceasefire 20 months ago. And in that one, the restrictions were fairly stringent. For example, to move anywhere, you had to have a pass to go through checkpoints. Checkpoints were proliferated all over the country. One of the most controversial elements of that state of emergency was the registration of all Tamils who had to present themselves at police stations. There were many, many searches of houses and of persons by the Sri Lankan government forces. But as I say, at the moment we don't know how far this state of emergency is going to go, or even how long it's going to be imposed for.
How serious is the situation in Sri Lanka?
I think it's very serious, and it's becoming more and more serious as each new development happens. I mean, less than 24 hours ago, none of this had happened. The president seems to have made her move while her rival, the prime minister, is in Washington having talks with George Bush on Wednesday. And in the short time that he's been away, she's sacked three ministers, she's effected a constitutional coup in the country and dissolved parliament, suspended it for 2 weeks. And now today, she's declared the state of emergency. So I think everybody's waiting with shock to see what's going to happen next.
Why were the three ministers fired?
President Kumaratunga said it was in the interest of national security. She said that the security situation in the country had gradually been worsening, and she felt she had to intervene and exercise her constitutional right to remove them and put her own men in force. However, it also occurs 4 days after the Tamil Tiger rebels presented their document for a power-sharing formula for government, which has been long awaited, which was hoped would break the stalemate since the last peace talk 6 months ago. So, I mean, her timing has been very significant.
What about the other steps taken by the president, the suspension of parliament and deploying troops?
Well, deploying troops shows anxiety and nervousness on her part. And I think by the fact of suspending parliament, by not allowing national debate within the parliament, she's frightened that the government supporters will come onto the streets and that there might be violence on the streets. So, in fact, the two are connected. She suspended parliament and then had to put troops on the streets to protect the state institutions.
What's been the reaction to these moves by leaders of the Tamil Tigers?
So far, they've remained very calm, and their statements have been fairly conciliatory. They say that, obviously, they're concerned. They're watching what is happening in Colombo, and they fear that hopes have dimmed for a successful resolution to the ceasefire agreement. But they haven't made any rash statements. There have been reports today that they are taking their personnel, their political personnel, away from government-held towns, so that they're shutting up their legitimate face, the political offices. And there is some talk of a road going through the Tamil Tiger-held area being closed today, but these are unconfirmed reports at the moment.
Reporter Anna Horsberg-Porter in Colombo, Sri Lanka.